So tomorrow at 2 p.m. our time on Walmart, we could
Yeah.
have another shot. Did we
I'm
mention?
gonna try again.
Did we mention that one? Yeah, why not? 2 p.m. Do I got any meetings? What do I got?
Oh, that's right. Available online only at 2 p.m. on Thursday.
Yeah, good to go.
Which, well, we can save this.
Yeah,
But my
I'll
question is
save
going to
all
be,
that.
which one are you going for?
Yeah.
We can probably start it up. We're getting.
Yep, that sounds like a good plan. There we go. Welcome back to another episode of A Winner Is You, where we remind you it's dangerous to game alone. Take us. We are inching closer to episode 20. Drew,
Yeah,
18th
we
today.
are.
And you know what 20 means. Means a top 10.
Don't think we can handle another top 10. 10 seems aggressive. Last time we
10s.
did a top 10, I think we were on for 6 hours or something like that.
Sounds about right.
It's
Close to
probably not an exaggeration.
it. Well, we're gonna whittle it down. We're gonna make a top five for this episode. I think it'd be all right if it was like, maybe three people, but when we get four, it we got a lot to talk about when it comes to that. So, it's a lot harder.
I know by the end I was definitely like, okay, top two, top one, like quick, quick,
Let's
quick.
roll. Let's
Just
go.
like we're
Let's go.
running out of time here.
Yeah. We've hit the 3.5 hour
Okay.
mark, folks. We got to move on. Yeah, and I think this one, we may not get a lot of duplicates, so it's going to be a lot to fill, depending on what we do. I think we stick with the obscure games you may have never heard of, hidden gems type of thing. So,
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out.
yeah,
If
I
we
got.
could ever get four of us on at the same time, that
Oh,
is.
it's just a
We'll
twosome
see.
today.
Yeah.
Sean's on the road, I think. I think he's working.
Is he up
Adams.
at the Tiger Zoo checking out Oklahoma?
I don't think he's back in Oklahoma.
No?
Nope.
Oh man.
I think the one trip
We
was
didn't get to
enough.
talk. I hope he actually went over there just to see what it was all about.
I think you have to. I think with
Right?
if you're in that area, I mean, that's one of the things, like you have to make the effort to drive past and see what's going on.
For sure.
Then we got Adam, who was somehow 50-50 to be on this, and I don't know how with a newborn that was going to happen.
He's got his paternity leave, and I think we're all okay with that.
Yeah.
Babies are not easy, man. So.
That's what I hear. That's
It's,
what I hear.
they are not easy. Understatement of the world right there.
All right. Well, we've got a few topics to talk about with just the two of us. I wish I had the song. Just the two of us. But let's run down that list.
Shall we play a game?
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Well, we've got Nintendo's somewhat answer to next-gen consoles. We've got a fun, I don't even know, an alcoholic console. We could probably skip talking the NFL Pro Bowl. I wanted to talk about that with Adam and get his thoughts. Next gen PS5s and Xboxes, we got to talk about them, how you can get them, where you can get them, when you can get them. And of course, with new consoles comes new failures, and we've already got some. So let's get into it. So So, you know, if you can't get your hands on a PS5 or an Xbox, why don't you just go ahead and get the Nintendo Game and Watch? It's got to be just as good, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, it's a tiny little handheld nostalgia pocket game that was basically a remake of its original that was before the Game Boy came out. It was the first ever, like, color handheld. But, you know, you can play your old Super Mario Brothers and the Super Mario 2, the lost levels, not Super Mario 2 in the US version. And some other game called Ball, apparently. But, yeah, what do you think? You want to get one of these?
No, I don't think so.
Very good.
It's it's definitely all about nostalgia, right? So if this was your prime gaming era, I could definitely see being interested in it. It's like the size of a really small Game Boy, right? It's pocket size, and like you said, it has three games, old Nintendo style layout controller. Kind of built in one, the buttons on either side of the screen. I mean, it definitely looks nice, and I would say maybe for a kid or something to play in the car, much like the old Game Boy was, this could probably suffice. But it's old school games, right? It's old stuff, so it's not for me.
I get the feeling that this is, yeah, a nostalgia piece. You know, it's kind of an homage to the original Famicom, you know, with the colors and things like that, right? The old original Nintendo from Japan. And I think the original one of these came out in 1980. I forget what game was on it. It obviously wasn't Super Mario Brothers, but you know, to me, if it's like the piece of, you know, gaming that you want to put up on your shelf or something like that to say, like, I got this thing, you know, and I, you know, display it or whatever, but to get it just to play it or something, I don't know. I can't see myself doing that because why would just get a handheld, you know, emulator, you know, arcade thing, and you could play these games if you wanted to, just download them off the computer or something and play them if you're going to do that. And you'd have a whole catalog of games that you can play in a little handheld. So, yeah, I kind of just see this as something like, hey, if I want to put it on the shelf as a piece of, you know, artwork or whatever for your collection, I could see him doing that.
It's a little novelty item, right? That's exactly what it is. It's something to kind of pique your interest, especially if you're into early Nintendo gaming. Like you said, put it on the shelf. It's a collector's item. I got no problem with it by any means. I just it's not for me.
Yeah. It's not going to take the place of you know, getting yourself a PS5 or something, you know, if you're looking for one. Your
No, I don't think so.
graphics
I you
not
know what
just don't live up to it, I don't think.
I don't think it I don't think it scratches that itch. I don't
No.
know how many teraflops does it have.
It's got flops. I think it's got to have flops,
Thoughts?
right?
Probably.
Well, I can tell you that our next console has some flops. Just a few.
Really?
Well, it says we got flops. This is, I stumbled upon this thing. It was just hilarious. I couldn't pass up at least mentioning it. But Bud Light decided to create its own console. And if you go look this thing up, you know, I don't know how many are actually going to be available. It looks like it's only sold through auctions and quite expensive at that. But Bud Light created a basically looks what looks like a six pack and can hold two of your beers if you want as well, but is a console that has a, you know, projector in it and a couple built-in games and comes with a controller and you can play video games out of a case of beer, basically.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, to be, it's exactly in the same category as that Nintendo Play and Watch. It's our Game and Watch. It's a novelty, right? It's especially if you're a Bud Light fan. It's awesome. It's shaped just like a six pack. It has that little projector. I think it's great. The current high bid right now is $6,000.
Oh wow!
So
it went way up, huh?
It did. So there's 5 days left. So when we release this, there will be about 3 days left. So it's shopbeer.com, or sorry, shopbeergear.com. I apologize. Oh. It's called the BL6. And I think the most fantastic thing that they have on, I think it's on the GameSpot website, where they actually have a breakdown between the BL6, the X, and the 5. Clear references to the Xbox X and the PlayStation 5. So it's
got
just
a spec sheet.
Like, yeah, it's a little spec sheet. Take your time. Take the time at least to go to this one. It's just just search GameSpot Bud Light 6 or BL6 Bud Light console, whatever mix of keywords you want to throw in there, and you'll find this thing. But it's awesome. They have this little spec sheet, and like, it's a good laugh. Yeah. So take your time to go and take a look at that, especially in all of the seriousness of the Xbox versus PlayStation console war. It's this is nice to just see something, you know, really taking itself too seriously, and or I guess not taking itself too seriously and just having fun with it. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And you know, I yeah, price wise that is insane, but you know, considering I don't know what you can all do with this, because it says it comes preloaded with games, and I don't know if that means that you could put other ones on there. I'm not sure how it's built, obviously, because when you do look at the spec sheet, it doesn't specifically tell you. It's more of a comedic response. But it does have Tekken 7, Soul Calibur 6, RBI Baseball 20, and Broforce, which is awesome. Actually, a really fun indie game.
Yeah.
So you can, I mean, some fun stuff in there. Obviously, it's built around, you know, you and a buddy playing or something like that, you know, when it comes to fighting games. And Broforce is a good team-up game, too. So I don't know if you could actually put any more games onto that. But for that price, that's pretty nuts. I mean, I guess, you know, it's definitely a one-of-a-kind item type of thing. But $6,000 is quite a high price tag. But it's kind of cool that they are donating all the proceeds to National Restaurant Association Education Foundation, which is a mouthful. So to help support restaurant workers affected by COVID. So that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, they're not really making anything on it. It's all going to charity. So that's kind of really nice.
No, that's a great point to make, the fact that it's all for charity. You know, it's, you know, the price that somebody's bidding on it right now, because it just went up to $6,021. So maybe somebody's listening live and they hopped on there right away. No, it's it's for charity. It's for, you know, for a good cause, especially right now with everything that's going on. This kind of stuff is cool. You know, I don't think any of us are in the position to spend $6,000 on this novelty item, but I'm glad that it exists. Right. I think that's kind of fun. So
I mean, for just $2,000 more, I just put a brand new AC and furnace into my house on Friday. So, I guess I could have spent that money on this instead.
This keeps beer cold. What are you looking for?
I mean, you know,
why do you need an AC? You got cold beer.
That's cold beer and entertainment. I mean, what else do you need?
I think your money was misplaced.
I think so. I'm starting to feel that way. You know, it's cold. It's cold in here anyway. It's not like I really need a heater. We got blankets.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
How cold can it get in Wisconsin in winter? Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be like 60 tomorrow.
Is it really?
Global warming, man. It's, you know, shouldn't even have to worry about the cold anymore.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll be tropical.
That's right. One of these days. All right, we have time. I want to mention it. The NFL Pro Bowl was canceled this year, and which, to much to the delight of pretty much everybody, because watching that on television is horrible, and nobody wants to play in the game anyway. But they actually are doing something pretty cool. I just found out is that they are going to hold it virtually, playing Madden 21, which is pretty awesome. Ooh, and then we got an ad.
Yep, you got an ad.
Yeah, they're gonna players and celebrities will be playing in a Pro Bowl style game, which is kind of pretty neat, I think.
You know, this is a fantastic use for technology during a time like this, right? I mean, you have these really super realistic sports games. I don't know how accurate they are to actually how football gets played. You and Adam would probably be able to speak better to that, but I think this is an awesome reason or an awesome way to get people involved, to still have a sporting event, but yet still be virtual, right? I think it's really cool that they're thinking outside the box a little bit on this and getting Madden involved, and I think it's a really cool idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of stupid realistic how much these games have gotten with that for sports games. Gizmo agrees.
Yeah.
And like this is great. I mean, this, we've seen them kind of do this stuff before for other things, and to do this for the Pro Bowl, I think they should do this every year. I mean, nobody wants to play in
Yeah.
the game anyway, and this keeps people safe and you can have some fun with it. You can show this on television. I mean, they, this is, you do it like e-games or whatever. You can, they show this stuff, so they know what they know how to produce it and promote it. And having them play it this way makes it a lot more fun. And you can have, some entertainment with it. And again, put all money towards, I don't know if it's all going towards charity or anything like that. Usually these do, but I don't know if that's happening with this yet. Nothing was on this
Yeah, I haven't
article
seen
that I
it either.
found about it, but they're basically going to vote, just like they normally do. You players, the fans and coaches all can do their voting for, who should make the Pro Bowl, and then they're going to create those Pro Bowl rosters on the game, and boom, get to play it. It's pretty awesome, I think.
So, and this is the Pro Bowl is kind of right before the Super Bowl usually, right? A couple weeks before or something like that.
Usually they've moved it around a little bit, but usually it's the like week in between the playoffs ending and then the Super Bowl.
So,
And I think they moved it to like
yeah.
afterwards now, but
Oh, okay. Well, so I remembered it being before because I always remember people saying, "Oh, this person's not going to go, that person's not going to go because they're in the Super Bowl and they don't want to get hurt, obviously at the Pro Bowl, right?" So, this makes a ton of sense. Like now nobody's going to not want to play because it's all virtual. So like are they actually going to have the players playing as themselves, or is this going to be like somebody is playing, like just they're going to pick two people to play the game against each other type of thing? Have they gone into that at all?
They haven't gone into the full details, but basically what they've said is it's going to be like a week's worth of games, matchups between like celebrities. It's going to be different players. I'm not sure if it's probably not going to be the actual players, but they said like former and current players, so it's probably going to be
Okay.
maybe Patrick Mahomes and guys like that will be playing these games. But then also says streamers as well, so I'm not sure if that means regular
Twitch?
e-gamer guys or Twitch players who can,
Yeah.
maybe get it put into a raffle to win a chance to play in this thing or something. But so it's probably going to be one-on-ones, matchups that they'll do over, whatever, Skype, Twitch,
Sure.
and then they'll probably condense them into, shortened games so that you can see all the good highlights of them, messing with each other or whatever. So it says it's a week's worth of matchups, so I'm not sure how many matchups that means, how many people are going to be doing it, but I mean, it should be a, I'm going to guess it's a big group of people playing probably one-on-one games.
I really think this is a really cool idea. Like, I would even see like if this COVID thing was got, I almost said if it got real bad. It's already getting real bad. But if it got real bad, and they decided to shut down football or something like that, or any sport, like this would be a cool way to hold a season, and maybe it's not the same level as an actual sport, but take it for what it is. This is coming from somebody who's not as into actual sports, but the fact that
I'm a little bit into sports and also very much into video games. This piques my interest a lot to maybe have more of a professional, like, I know they have esports, but do they have esports for actual sports games? I guess I don't really know.
Yeah, they do. I'm pretty sure they do. I guess I don't watch it, but I would imagine there's a team of Madden players or NBA, because I know they do it for NBA for sure. Because there, people actually get money and get drafted to teams. And you have a team of five that play an NBA 2Ks, you know, esports leagues and stuff. So I know that's a thing. I'm assuming Madden has the same thing. I don't know how many people are on a team, but they definitely do it for NBA. I know that for sure.
It looks like they do for Madden, too. I guess this is just a side of gaming that has passed me by just because I'm not super into sports, but a simple Google shows me that, of course, it exists. You know, I think this is actually really cool. And the fact that they're bringing that into the real sports arena, I think that's pretty slick.
Yeah, I think it'll be... I do. I think it's going to be a lot more entertaining than the actual Pro Bowl, because nobody ever wants to watch that thing nowadays, because nobody wants to go play, because they don't want to get hurt, because it's not for anything. And nobody wants to do the travel and do all the stuff for it. So this is an opportunity for them to continue doing something and something fun and still, you know, get celebrities involved and players involved and maybe, you know, whatever, donate money to wherever they're going to donate it for this.
Right.
But it still keeps something alive, I guess. And I think it's kind of cool. I'm not sure when they're going to, you know, play that week's worth of stuff, but playing that in the week before the Super Bowl would kind of be neat for a whole week. You know, you got all that media going on down there anyway with the Super Bowl. You could have all this, you know, add that to the media and say, okay, now we're going to show you some, you know, some Pro Bowl stuff. Would be, I don't know, kind of neat. I think I definitely like the idea, and I would actually tune in to watch this before I ever tuned in to watch the Pro Bowl again. I'll tell you that.
All right, I'm 100%. I completely agree with you. It's like I said, it's a sports arm, I think, but this I'd be interested in. And I think what interests me most is it's very, you know, mainstream, right? Like this is going to be kind of all the pomp and circumstance that you normally get around one of these big NFL events, but surrounding video games, which I think is going to be really cool.
Yeah, nothing like add more eyes to video game products that are out there.
Yep,
that's for sure.
Exactly.
All right, before we get into new consoles and new information when it comes to that, let's take a little bit of a break and play some of those fun commercials that we love so very, very much.
Now a word from my guy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Well, let's start by asking, did you get a PS5? Did you try to get a PS5? Were you at all successful in obtaining a PS5?
It depends on who you ask. I definitely had a PS5 in a cart, which at any normal store, if you have an object in your cart, I think most people would agree that that is your object. And you can make it to checkout and actually leave the store with that item. But Walmart had a different plan for me on that day. I know you had a similar situation at Walmart. So, yes, the PS5 launched earlier this week or last week, right? It was earlier this week? I can't remember.
Earlier this week. Man, I think it was Monday. Was it Monday, Tuesday?
Was it Monday?
What the hell is today? Today's Wednesday.
It wasn't today.
I don't know what day it
is. Anyway, the PS5 has released, and on launch day, if you were trying to get a PS5, if you're trying to get a PS5, you are out of luck. But the interesting thing is on launch day, there was a lot of messing around. Like, you could buy from PS5, from PlayStation Direct, and they had their own various restocks throughout the day. Walmart was nice enough to actually post right on their website, you know, we'll have new stock at this time. And I think it was like 3, 6, 9, something like that, o'clock. And I think the one that I finally got on was the 9 o'clock. And yeah, I got on there. I was right away at 9 o'clock, hit refresh, got on, hit add to cart, and then saw a deer that was saying the whole world was trying to visit the North Pole or some baloney like that. And that sat like that for about 10 minutes, trying to refresh, going to different browsers, trying to make my way through, only to finally get to the cart and for it to say, sorry, your item is no longer in stock. Which is not a very good customer experience. How about you, Dan? Did you have any luck?
So I tried the same thing. I went to Walmart at each time that it said it was going to be available, and did the same thing. Got on there right away, refreshed, got the option to add to cart. Tried to add to cart in my cart. All right, sweet. Checkout. Sat for a minute. No. Errored on something. Okay, refresh. Oh, there it is, still in my cart. Okay, check out. No, can't do it. Refresh. All right. And then eventually, within 5 minutes, oh, sorry, that item is no longer in stock. And my cart just empties. And I moved on to the next opportunity and had the same exact thing happen every single time. Within 5 minutes, they were gone. And every time I had one in my cart, and in some cases, I had both the digital version and the original, or one with the disc drive in my cart, could not successfully check out. So here we are, PS5-less.
Here we sit.
So
yeah, it's so frustrating, right? And I think, you know, us as PC gamers, this is not a new experience, right? We went through this with graphics cards. We've gone through this with our indices, whatever, however you pluralize that word. I'm going to go with indexes because it's not a mathematical thing. It's an object. Anyway, we've gone through this a couple times now, and this is nothing new. It's funny to see, you know, on like the PS5 Reddit, all the console players that are just banging their head against the wall, being like, "How could this be possible? I've never tried to give somebody $500 so badly before." And it's like, all right, yeah, we're used to this. This seems to be the way now. Anytime anything gets released, it's always just going to be on back order immediately. And, you know, I think the really frustrating thing is you can go on eBay right now and find countless listings where people have 16, 20, 15. They have just multiple for sale. They're not $500. They're $1,500, $1,600 that they're getting for these things. And it just sickens you that, A, that people would do that in the first place and buy those things, but that I get. But the fact that people are actually paying this money to buy these things is nuts. But at the same time, I completely get it. Like, if you're a parent and you promised your child the PS5, it's coming out and you need to get it before Christmas, like, I get it. If you have the money, you're saying, I need it. I don't care that it's going to cost me three times as much. Like, I can see making that decision. I'm not going to do it. I don't need it. It's not like I promised myself that I'm going to get myself a PS5 for Christmas and I better get it to me or I'm going to be really upset. But the fact that this economy exists where it's so easy for bots to buy these things, it's so easy for people to pre-order multiples. It's really sad that this is the state of things. And I think even more than that, I think I guess we'll leave it there for now. I'll let you talk and then we can talk more about other sides of it in a second here.
Yeah, it sucks. That happens and that people are willing to pay that much and can't just wait until it comes back and has regular stock. And, you know, I don't know how much the pandemic had to do with, you know, a shortness of stock for these, you know, PS5s or whatever, but still, you know, the fact that this happens is kind of crappy. And, you know, it's not the first time, like you said, it's not going to be the last. You know, it's happened with the other things. It's happened, you know, the craze with the Wii when that came out, you know, and that was impossible to find. And
yep.
People would stand in lines at Best Buy at, you know, 4 a.m. waiting for the store to open. And I remembered waiting a while and then finally doing that. And I got in line. I stood in line at the Best Buy in Mayfair and they came walking out and handed out tickets and I was like 20th in line and I got my ticket to get a Wii. It was like, all right, cool. I didn't go, you know, anywhere near, you know, release day. It was still happening weeks after or whatever, but you know, it's crazy, you know, but then, you know, it wasn't, you know, buying it online and like you said, having, you know, setting up, you know, bots or whatever to where you could get 20 of them or whatnot and sell them for three times the price is kind of sucks. And sucks that consumers are also still paying that much, you know, and can't, cause that affects a lot of things, you know, and it can affect stuff down the road when it comes to what they price these things for on, you know, regularly on the shelves.
Right. I mean, that's a great point. Like think of all the money that PlayStation or Sony is leaving on the table, or Xbox, you know, Microsoft. Like, they could charge twice the price, and people will still buy these things.
Yep.
Right? People are paying three times the price right now on eBay. So it's, you know, and this is just proving to, you know, the Sonys and Microsofts that there's a market at these higher price points. You know, it's unfortunate because that's going to lock a lot of people out of these things. And that's really sucks. That's not what we're looking for here. So it's just terrible that this exists. And it just is proving that, yep, people will pay $1,500 for a brand new console. And you know what? That sickens me.
And what, I guess to add to what that's how that much that sucks is during this time of you know, pandemic and people losing jobs and not mm-hmm. having that kind of money to do things, not be, and the fact that we can't really go out and do the things we normally used to do. A lot of things that we're trying to do are stuff inside our own homes, and getting a new console and playing some cool new games with, you know, your kids or whatever would be really kind of cool. And the and then you have people like this who are going, well, you want to do that? You're going to pay three times what you're supposed to be paying, because I bought 20 of these things using mm-hmm. some stuff, and, you know, now you're screwed over, and you're going to screw over people who don't have that kind of money. And especially these, at this time of, you know, pandemics and joblessness, don't have that kind of money to do these kind of things. And you're giving them a middle finger, basically. And it really kind of sucks.
It's just, yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And, you know, the other side of it, that these stores, it's weird, right? Because everyone's complaining that, well, why are they just saying out of stock? Like, obviously they have stock. You know, if you look at PlayStation 5 Direct, like if you're buying it directly from Sony, they release them every day, right? Every day there will be about 10 minutes for it where it's in stock. And, you know, really all it is like it goes in stock. All the bots all of a sudden realize it's in stock. They buy as many as they can and buy them out of stock, right? So it's like, okay, like why is that how they're handling it? Why are they doing these just random drops? They're not letting people know when they're going to drop. They just all of a sudden drop randomly throughout the day. You know, usually PS5 PlayStation Direct is once a day. I've seen other stores that will randomly kind of have stock. I think Target last night had stock at like 2 a.m. It's like, okay, well, what are we doing here? You know, like, who are you expecting to satisfy with this 2 a.m. drop except for a bot that's going to buy it up and then be resold? So you know, a lot of people are suggesting, well, why do they have it like that at all? Why don't they just let you order back order, right, and put you in line? And then, you know, maybe that allows them to kind of go through and weed out some of the bots if they actually took these orders and allowed actual people to kind of get this thing. And I, you know, right now I really don't have a good answer as to why they're not doing that. It's definitely, I think maybe a marketing thing to keep up the hype, like to keep it out of stock, but with these little random drops, maybe that's what it is. I really don't know. Maybe it is actually stock rolls in at a day at a time. I don't know.
The FedEx truck just pulled up. Oh, we got 12 off. Yeah. Click, 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 right. Click, up our stock. Yeah.
So at the very least, it's like, okay, well, even if they're not in stock, they know what's coming in. They should be able to take some back orders, right? I guess we've never really understood why that's happening. The Valve was the same way with the Index. They didn't take back orders for a long time until all of a sudden that one day they dropped. You and I were luckily able to get in at the right time and buy it and be one of the first group. But immediately after that, they started taking back orders and they never shut down ordering. At least they allowed you to order, and like, yeah, it would take 12 weeks to get, but at least your order was in and you had a reserved spot. You know, I would love to put an order in and say, okay, it's coming in February. Fine. I don't care. Like at least I don't have to sit here and refresh and try to find the thing in line, available somewhere. You know,
couple of thoughts on that, but I first wanted to mention that, you know, this is like Nintendo's, the original Nintendo's theory, or the way they did things too, is not release. They would limit the amount of releases on their consoles and on their games to keep that, you know, that hype and that, you know, stock level to say like, oh, look at this, it's already sold out. It's sold out. You can't get it. People keep wanting to get this thing because it's never available, type of thing. Obviously, that was a different era, but. You know, it feels like it's almost that kind of thing where they purposely limiting stocks and, you know, just to keep that, yeah, that level of hype higher. And trying to think of this whole idea of ordering things like that and creating back orders, you know, do they do this in a sense to make extra traffic on their website to just go, look at all this traffic that people are coming to our website because they're trying to get this thing and they're refreshing every 2 seconds and all this stuff, you know, because it just keeps more people coming to their site, you know, and maybe they go, oh, I, you know what? I do need a blender while I'm here. I might as well buy that while I'm waiting. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Right.
But then,
I mean, it's definitely a marketing thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, I wonder, you know, would it change? Would that part of that console that was in my cart have been available for me to check out if they released the entire stock at one time rather than splitting them out into multiple releases over the course of a day? If there was 100 available as opposed to 10, could I have gotten to pass that checkout because more were available at that initial run? I you know, I don't know. I'm going to guess yes, because there's more available. And maybe that would have given a better opportunity for people to be able to check out as opposed to doing that. Because then the next run, that same person who got it in the first run does the same thing. And they're going to get in and get it again and get it again.
Right.
And meanwhile, some other people are stuck waiting because the same person's been able to get through with, you know, their bot or however they have their set up.
Right. I don't know. It's just frustrating, you know? And I guess I'm just trying to think of, like, I think for you and I, we would both be wanting to get this regardless, right? We've talked about this for a year now, basically, and we've all talked about this thing coming out. So I don't think this affects us, but I'm wondering if there are people out there where it's like they were on the verge of getting it, they were thinking about it, not sure if they wanted to get it or not. But now that there's all this hype, it's like, oh, well, if there's that many people that want it, it must be really, really good. Now I have to get it. You know, and I feel like it's those people that they're trying to kind of entice into getting it. But I just got to wonder if they're not, you know, there's not people on the other side, like maybe me, who says, well, yeah, I was going to get it because I wanted to get it brand new so that we could talk about it on the podcast and we could, you know, I could play the games and stuff, but maybe 2 months from now when it becomes available, maybe at that point I'm like, you know what? I got my PC. I don't really need to spend $500. What do I need to get this extra? You know, and it's not going to be $500. It's going to be $700 by the time I get an extra controller and games and all this stuff. Like, maybe I don't need to spend that money. And, you know, these exclusives that are coming out maybe aren't as good as I was hoping they would be. And I'm not going to spend the $700 now. So there's got to be just as many people on that side. I don't know.
I would think so. I mean, because now that the hype's died down and.
Right.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, like I said, it's only exclusives that you're really worried about. You know, if you're a PC gamer, you can pretty much get everything you want on there and you're going to be just fine. What else do you need it for, really? If you're not playing online with your friends, you know, because they have a PS5 or whatever, you're not worried about doing that kind of stuff. You're probably pretty good. You might have been on the fence, and then you're just like, eh, all right, if it's too much of a hassle to try and get, I'm not going to bother. Now you can go get a used one down the road from GameStop for, you know, $250 right. bucks in a couple years or something. I don't know.
I guess the question then is, and I think you kind of hinted towards it, but if you were to get one, which one would you get? The disc or digital?
Well, as I did mention, I was basically trying for both, you know, either one, whatever one could get into my cart and get to me to a checkout. I would have been down for. I would certainly go towards the digital if I have my choice. If I do have that option. Specifically, I am trying to get the digital because I don't feel I need the one with the disc drive. I don't buy my games anymore that where they're not digital. I buy them all online for digital downloads.
Sure. So
I don't see a need for it. I wouldn't use the console as my Blu-ray player or anything like that. So I don't see that I would need the disc drive. So I am definitely shooting for the digital and saving the $100 where I can.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you are probably the same as I was.
Well, I'll surprise you. I think I'm actually leaning towards disc.
Really?
Yeah. And it's, yeah, I thought about it, you know, when I think when I originally put the thing in my cart at Walmart, it was the digital. Because without thinking too much more into it, just realizing that, you know, it's the same hardware. It's really, the specs are exactly the same. I was like, well, why am I going to spend an extra $100? Might as well get the digital. But now that I'm thinking about it more, the more I think, you know, it, so I don't actually have, we don't actually have a Blu-ray or DVD player in our house. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, it, my, as my daughter grows a little older, I suspect there will be more DVDs and Blu-rays that will want to be able to play. Who knows? This will probably still all be on Disney Plus and et cetera. But, you know, that is a possibility of something that we could use. But more than that, I was thinking about games. So I was thinking about if I wanted to buy games not through the PlayStation Store. You're not going to be able to buy a digital edition of a game anywhere else. It's going to have to be through the PlayStation Store, right? Whatever that store is called. PlayStation Store, probably.
Yep.
So you're basically limited. You have to buy it through them. So you're... It's only when they have sales that you're going to get, if they have sales, that you're going to get any reduced rate. Whereas if you buy the disc version, you'll be able to, you'll buy an Amazon and maybe they'll have a sale, especially for Prime Days and things like that, right? So you'll be able to buy potentially used versions of games, you know, on the market. So I think for me, at $100, given that there is at least somewhat utility and potentially being able to play Blu-rays and DVDs, and then of course the games that are out there, the other sources for games that are out there and available on a disc version, I think is kind of nice. So that's my thoughts.
I can't disagree with you on that. You know, knowing my history of lack of buying disc games no matter what, basically, is like, doesn't seem like it'd be something I would use anyway. But certainly if you have a utilitarian use,
yeah.
For it, then I mean, $100 for, you know, isn't bad for, like, if you're looking for like a Blu-ray player, you know, you're probably going to be spending, I mean, I don't even know what they are nowadays, but $100 sounds like a pretty good deal for, you know, the standard price for a Blu-ray player on its own. So,
Yeah, and I mean, I would say for me, that's definitely a secondary reason, right? I think that's a reason you tell yourself to help yourself get over the edge of that $100. That's like, oh, well, yeah, I can save money on gaming. I really like that idea. Oh, but it's also a Blu-ray player. So it's the thing you use to convince yourself that it's a good decision, right? Because, like I said, we don't have one now, and we haven't had one for, I don't know, a long time. Yeah. Do I really need one now?
I can give you one of mine.
Yeah, right.
I think I got two of them sitting in a Rubbermaid bin over there with the rest of my computer stuff.
See, I have an Xbox 360, but I think
those
was a DVD HD player. Yeah,
those do not play. That was during the fight of which one was going to win, and Sony went. Yeah, we're sticking with Blu-ray. That's ours. You can't use it, basically. Mm-hmm. And Xbox is like, fine, we're going HD DVD.
Yeah.
And... bah, 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 bah. So
there you go.
So search half-price books. Go there and search for your HD DVDs on the cheap rack. And maybe you could find some.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Oh, it's early. It seems early, but
it is early.
In a sense, we have one kind of thing to talk about, which will also go into kind of almost a little bit of what you're playing as well. But let's talk about the last thing for the day.
Finish him.
PS5 theme and of the, you know, the current release, there's having some launch fails when it comes to the PS5, and we talked a bit about that when it came to trying to actually get it online and where you can actually get it. There's also failures in-game as well in the recent releases. And I'm talking, you know, we could talk a little bit more about the other failures, but I wanted to talk about Spider-Man a little bit. Do you want to talk about the other, just the failure in general of the launch?
No, we've talked about the failure of the launch.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I wondered if we exhausted it enough or if there was more.
No, I think that's it.
So I have yet to, so I'll tell you, I've been playing, I don't have a PS5. I bought it for the PS4. Spider-Man Miles Morales, which is actually nice, though, that even though I bought it digitally on the PlayStation Store, I do have the availability to upgrade to the, if I do get a 5, to download it and get the PS5 version for free. So that was actually pretty cool. There's a couple bugs. I have yet to stumble across them myself, but I'm hearing of some kind of bugs for the bug himself. Yeah. He can turn himself into some random things, not just a spider, apparently. But we're finding out that just randomly, he'll just turn himself into a brick or a trash can. Or I think, was it steel girders? I think was the other one I saw.
I saw like a piece of road. Like, this is not an isolated incident. This is not just one person having this issue. This is happening. So it's pretty funny.
I think it's hilarious. I'm glad people were recording it and showing it, because you just see a trash can, you know, spider webbing and swinging across New York or New York.
Yeah.
I think it's great. It's just like you know, when you fall into Minus World in games and you have those weird glitches and things, and seeing that this is happening to a brand new game is kind of funny, and just lets you know that despite the fact that we have new consoles and new tech and gear, we have the same old problems. It don't matter.
Yep. It doesn't. It's you know, it's like you said, this is day one stuff, man. This is stuff that when in software development, when all of a sudden you release your software and now it's, rather than the hands of, you know, maybe, you know, maybe hundreds of people, now it's in the hands of potentially millions of people, you find problems that you didn't even know existed, and that is what's going on here. So it's a funny problem, right? Because the character acts exactly the same. You can do everything exactly the same. It's not a game breaking by any means. It's just, you're now a different sprite.
Yeah.
Right. I don't even know if sprite's the right word anymore, but you know, you're just a different character model.
You just morphed into a different, you don't look like Spider-Man. You look like a trash can. That's kind of funny. And I love those, you know, you find those oddball things that happen in a game. And I love watching those. Like, there was a lot of those with Red Dead as well, when you'd see horses flying through the air because of some weird glitch. It don't matter what you're playing, it's still gonna happen. That's the enjoyment. I didn't read anything of how you get it back, like when it turns into that. Are you just kind of screwed and have to go back to your last save or something? Like, it did not mention.
Yeah, it sounded like some people that it actually would just go back on its own. Other people, it would like actually switch between different objects. I don't know. I don't know if there was a hard, fast way to revert it back. I'm sure if you reloaded a save, that would do it. But so interestingly, so you were saying you're playing the PS4 version.
Yeah.
You know, little did do people know, but if you own a PS5, you may also be playing the PS4 version of that game.
Oh, shit.
This is another hiccup, I guess, in the way this works. So, you know, a lot of these games that are available on both 4 and 5, especially where maybe you had purchased it on your PS4 and then now have upgraded to the PS5, and you go over to the PS5, apparently some people are reporting that they're having real difficulty downloading the PS5 version of the game, and it's defaulting to the PS4 version on the PS5 hardware.
So do they know that they're playing the PS4 version? Does it, like, can you figure that out, or do you just tell by the graphics that they just don't look as good or something?
Yeah, or... I don't know if they how they're finding out. I'm sure it has to do with the graphics, right, and the size of it and all of that stuff, but it's an interesting bug that's coming up.
That's funny.
Just kind of, yeah, that's pretty frustrating, right? Yeah. You're one of the lucky few to get this brand new console, and well, you're not even
stuck
using
the old ones. Can't even use the new graphics. Well, and on all those games that they, you know, said, oh, you can buy it now, and we'll upgrade you to the PS5 version for free. You know, I wonder if any of those games are going to have the same issues, like NBA 2K and. I forget all the other ones, but there was a bunch that were just recently released. Like, if you bought the PS4 version, you get the PS5 one for free.
Yeah.
Does it work the other way? Could I possibly be playing the PS5 version of Spider-Man?
With your ray tracing on your PS4?
I mean, the graphics are shit, but, you know, maybe... I shouldn't say that. The graphics are pretty good. They're not great. They're definitely PS4 level graphics, but I think that'd kind of be funny.
So reading more into it quickly, it looks like it potentially will download both versions, and you can actually see, it'll tell you right on it which version of the game it is. Like, potentially for Call of Duty, they're saying you'll actually see two, you know, like in your little, you know, where you select your games, you'll see both. You'll see the PS4 version and the PS5 version. And you can very mistakenly just hit the PS4 version by accident.
Why would you even allow me to download the PS4 version if there's a PS5 version for the PS5?
Yep. No, and they are saying that some people, like, it'll only download the PS4 version and won't actually download the PS5. So there's that too.
Brutal.
So there you go.
Brand new console. Old-ass PlayStation graphics. Love it.
And, you know, what's interesting is the fact that, you know, obviously it was the PlayStation that released this week, but we're not talking about the Xbox.
We are not.
You know, why is that?
There was no hype. I feel like no real hype about when the Xbox stuff released and went on sale.
It was 3 days ago. actually, November 10th, sorry. Right? Was it November 10th?
That sounds right. I mean, I didn't even try. I know we talked about, you know, which one we would try and buy, and I don't think any of us were on the Xbox train. But, I mean, I guess we should at least talk about it, don't you think?
Yeah, we probably should. It's just super interesting, right? Like, especially since we had talked a lot about whether the Xbox was going to win or the PlayStation was going to win. And, you know, I think we were all very much on the PlayStation train early, because that was what we had a lot of good information about and just kind of seemed to make sense. But then, what was it, a month ago, I think, Xbox finally released their pricing and the models, and they had the Series X as well as the Series S, and we had said this is a game changer, because that Series S was very cheap. I think it was $300
Yep.
And you know, I think all of us were like, man, that's a killer deal, especially for Christmas coming out. And to be clear, all of these next gen consoles are sold out everywhere. Right, so you can't buy anything right now. So it's not like there's zero hype. But what's interesting is that, at least in my circle and in our circle, I think the Xbox just kind of floated away. Like, you didn't hear any hype about it. It wasn't at the top of Reddit like the PS5 was, right? It wasn't at the top of any of these news that like the PS5 was. Maybe it was a matter of the timing because it released closer to the election, and the election is the U.S. presidential election is still, depending on which camp you're in, is either very decided or very undecided. So take that for what that is. But spoiler alert, it's very decided. It's crazy that we didn't really hear a lot about the Xbox, but all of a sudden the PS5 gets released, I think 2 days later or 3 days later, and it's on everybody's radar. So that's super surprising.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it really did kind of disappear fast, you know, after the release, and didn't hear much about it. I mean, it's not getting the hype that PS5 seems to be getting, but it is also, like I said, just as sold out everywhere as the PS5 is. So, I think I want to say, as far as the Xbox went, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the pre-ordering was a little more well done, and you could pre-order it and still get it. I do know that a fellow member of our team at our work did get one and on a pre-order and, you know, got it. Okay. So I think maybe that might be why. I think there was a little more, it seemed a little easier to pre-order than the PS5 did. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it's certainly interesting that it doesn't seem like there's the continuing hype. And maybe that's just because the PlayStation 5 just got released. Maybe in a couple days that'll go away too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably it. It's just, it didn't seem like it was as hyped, right? It didn't seem like it hit as hard as the PlayStation did. And, yeah, there's 1,000 reasons for why it could seem like that, you know, top of which could be, like, I just wasn't paying as much attention to the Xbox, right? So there's a potential there. But I think, you know, it's funny that when, you know, I think a couple of weeks ago we had talked about, well, which one are you going to get, right? And I think all of us were leaning PS5. I don't think anybody was saying Xbox, but it just seems like that especially held true when it came time to make that decision. It was just like, yeah, nobody even paid attention to the Xbox. Everybody was on the PS5. So,
oh, that got released the other day. Oh yeah, right. Just, well, crap. Okay, well, that's about it. Yeah.
Is it? What's kind of funny to think now is, like, why do you think that is? Do you think it's, you know, we've given some ideas for why we thought the PS5 was better, whether it be specs or exclusives. Like, is that it? Is it just, you know, we all chose that way because of those things? Maybe.
I think so. I mean, that's basically the big difference is the exclusives. I mean, like, you know, we read off the specs and things, and both of them are obviously very powerful consoles, and the only things that really swayed us one way or the other was that that cheaper Xbox console, the Series S console, was, we thought, a pretty good deal if you're looking for just a console to play some games, you know, like we talked about, you know, for kids and stuff. Like, if you're looking for something cheaper for, you know, that you can have your kids play, that's definitely the best route. And then the other option was the exclusives. And I think, as far as what we all seemed to be interested in, those Sony exclusives were stronger than the Xbox ones.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that that last minute Bethesda Games issue came up where Microsoft purchased them, yeah, it does seem that Bethesda still has the ability to release games on the other consoles. I don't know how long that's going to last, but I know for at least another year, they still can do that. And I think there's something in their contract that's going to be allowing them to still, you know, release them. But they said, like, the Microsoft or the Xbox version may be, like, a better version of the game, where maybe they have more exclusive things. Like, you know, we mentioned Spider-Man being exclusive to Sony for the Avengers game. Maybe Bethesda Games ends up doing something to that sense for Xbox versus the other ones, but at least you won't lose out on a certain game if you don't have an Xbox.
Well, and I think for you and I, it was, you know, Bethesda's not going to stop releasing PC games, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's like, okay, well, that doesn't count as an exclusive Xbox. Sorry. But if it gets released on PC as well, that's not an exclusive.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, things like Spider-Man, you know, Miles Morales, like you can't get that on the PC, right? It just doesn't exist, and it's not going to, right? It's not like a Rockstar game where it's going to be console, like Red Dead 2, where it was exclusive for a year and a half or something like that before they released it on PC. I think the same situation occurred with Grand Theft Auto 5. So it's, you know, at least eventually those do come to PC. With these Sony exclusives, they don't. Right. And I think that's what really kicks it over for me. And then, I mean, even though I just went and talked about how I'm going to get, the disc version instead of the digital version, when Sony came out and said, yeah, we're going to have two versions as well, but oh, by the way, they're going to be the exact same specs. One just doesn't have a disc drive. And oh, by the way, that's only $100 more than the lower spec Xbox. It's like, that's a kind of a game changer. That's a tough decision to go and say, yeah, I'm going to save $100 to get really reduced specs. You know, like we said, that Series S is not a bad machine at all. And at $300, it's a fantastic deal. And you know, especially for parents looking for their kids, especially for somebody who, you know, has $300 but doesn't have $500, like that's a good deal. So it shouldn't be discounted. But I think when all of a sudden Sony comes out with a machine that's only $100 more than that, and has much, much higher specs, I think that's a game changer.
Maybe. But then, you know, you could spend another $100 more and you get that disc drive to play your Blu-rays.
Right. Well, let me tell you this.
Where do you start? Where do you draw the line?
The $100 between the Series S and the PlayStation Digital Edition is a much better $100 spent than the $100 between the digital and the disc versions. I'll give you that point all day.
Okay. It's, you know. Somewhere eventually you have to draw a line as to how much, like you said, you know, some people may have $300, but don't have five, you know, to do something like this. And like you said, that Xbox Series S is not a bad deal. It's definitely not a bad deal for what you're getting for that price, and still getting to be able to play the next gen games is pretty awesome.
And realistically, like I said, you know, no matter which of these you get, you're spending over $500, right? Even if you get the Series S, you're going to spend the $300 for the thing, the actual console. But then you get an extra controller, you get a couple games, you're going to hit that $500 mark real easily. So none of these are cheap by any means. None of these are just frivolous buys. You know, these take a lot of thought that goes into a buy at this price range. So, you know, it's...
That's why we're here.
Yeah, right. But let us spend our money.
Let us tell you which one to get after we do all the work.
Yeah, if we can ever get one.
If we can ever get one. And I will say, you know, the Xbox, I think, is in the same boat. So as you're looking for PlayStations, you know, look out. The Xboxes are being released just about the same way. You know, I see there, you know, as we record on Wednesday, there's going to be some available on Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern at Walmart, just like the PlayStation one. So if you're in there, you know, you're doing the same type of thing. You're searching the websites, you know, refreshing, waiting for availability. And it looks like, you know, I don't know. I haven't read anything on Sony's problems with the inventory, but Xbox is, you know, Microsoft's saying that inventory is going to be tight through April. So, I mean, it might be a long time if you're really trying to really want one. You know, you might still be having problems for quite a while, and please don't go spend triple the amount of money on eBay, because you're ruining it for everybody.
Yeah, don't. don't
pay
these
scalpers.
You don't need
it that badly.
No. So if anybody's out there and in the market, but are having a hard time finding it, like everybody is, there's a website I found. It's called nowinstock.net. And you can just go on there and search for whether it's the Xbox or the PS5. You can pull up the page, and it's a pretty slick website. It brings up all of the different retailers that are selling these things. and gives you an indication of whether they're in stock or out of stock. And even gives you a little bit of a recent history that says, you know, this store had it in stock at this time, and then it went out of stock at that time. It's kind of nice. It at least gives you a look at all of the retailers, so you don't have to go to 500 different websites to see if something's in stock or not. You can set up an alarm to alert you if it comes in stock. I've tried that, have had little success. It even says on there that they're experiencing issues because, as you can imagine, there's a lot of people that are signing up for these alerts.
Yeah.
And something that's a free website, probably just paid for by the ads that are running on it, is not going to have the bandwidth to handle the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are potentially using it. So just keep that in mind. But I'll send another couple over there to check it out, because it's nice and useful to at least see what's going on. So.
Well, at the very least, you know, some of these sites will at least tell you, you know, if it's like a Walmart or a GameStop or Targets, they may say like, oh, we're going to get some in stock at this time. So you can at least kind of plan to, hey, I'm going to go on that site at this time and see if I can get one, rather than like, oh, this, it's all of a sudden it's available right now. Because, yeah, by the time you get that alert and by the time you get to the site, it's going to be gone. It's just, that's just what's happening right now. And that's the way it is. Well, I think we've exhausted the problems that we're having with the PS5.
Have we solved any problems?
Never. I don't think you can solve this one.
No.
The best you can do is click and pray, if you're into that.
Yep.
And hope you get one. If you got one already, then you're good to go. Good for you.
If you got five, then screw you.
If you still want to play Spider-Man, I highly recommend to just buy it on the PS4. I can't see graphics-wise how much better it would be anyway. I will say that the game itself didn't do anything to further advance the, you know, that genre or anything. It's nothing that's newsworthy or like, wow, they did this. It feels like the exact same game as the old Spider-Man one or any of the Arkham Batman games that you've played. It's the same style. There's no, at least as far as I'm 50% of the way through, supposedly. I'm sure there's a lot of, I'm trying to do a lot of the collections of stuff around the city too at the same time, so I don't know storyline wise or collections wise what 50% means. So I could be one cutscene away from the end. I don't know. So I will say that, you know, it's a good story and everything, but it, as far as like tech, like innovative, I there's nothing that furthers the genre in my opinion for innovation. It's the same thing it's been, which isn't bad. I this is something I enjoy, but there's nothing that was like, wow, they added this into these games. That's going to be a game changer for, you know, future games. Haven't seen that yet.
It's I would definitely. So if you do can get the PlayStation 5, they did release that Spider-Man Ultimate Launch Edition, which comes with Miles Morales and the original Spider-Man game. Bundled together.
There you go.
And I think it's $70, $80 maybe. So it seems high, but it comes with both games on the PS5.
And the PlayStation 4 version, I don't know if the PS5 version is the same price, but it was only $50 rather than $60, which was actually kind of nice and surprising when I went to buy it. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize it was a little cheaper. That was kind of nice.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for that. I think definitely going to be, in fact, if I could have gotten it, Costco has a deal where it's, you get the disc edition, two controllers, and that Spider-Man Ultimate Launch Edition, all for $640. That seemed like a killer deal. So it's probably exactly what it would be if you bought all five of those, there, four of those things separately. But that's a good deal, I think.
But if you could actually, you know, check out with it, then yeah, it probably is still worth it, even if you don't save a dollar. The fact that you could check out would be nice.
I'm just going to keep clicking this button and see what happens.
Well, we'll check in with you next Wednesday and see how, if you're still sitting at this desk.
Really big.
I've been here for 7 days, and I still do not have a PlayStation 5.
Probably true.
All right. Any last thoughts? I think we can close it up.
No, I think you talked a little bit about what you were playing. I think I'm still playing the Watch Dogs Legion. Still going strong. I just haven't had a ton of time to play it, but I'll echo my thoughts last time. I think it's really good, and if you haven't and you're into that sort of thing, it's definitely a good one in the series. So
yeah,
check that out.
I think if Spider-Man wouldn't have been released, I would have picked it up quicker, but I'll end up waiting until I'm done with this one, and then probably that'll be the next one on the list, I think.
I tell you, that one, that is just, I did see something where if you did have your graphics card has ray tracing, right? You have the 2080?
2080, yep.
So you're going to benefit a lot, because it does have RTX on it, and or the game allows for ray tracing, and it sounds like the graphics are way better when you have ray tracing on.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Okay. I saw some really cool like little GIFs of, one versus the other, and it looked way better with ray tracing. So check it out.
Nice. Nice. I look forward to that, because that'll definitely be a PC purchase. Okay, well, we'll all close as we always do by saying go to thechairshot.com. Make sure you check out everything that's going on there. We got a wrestling section as well as the entertainment side and sports and all our nerdy stuff with our gaming for A Winner Is You and Bandwagon Nerds and everything of the sort. And our movie reviews from Bandwagon Nerds, our video game reviews, which I've kind of slacked on and I need to catch back up on, because I still want to do my WWE 2K Battlegrounds review, which was going to be a terrible review, but I did so much effort into it that I don't want to make it go to waste. So I'll put that together soon, hopefully, and get that up on the site. Make sure you also go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and get yourself a chair shot t-shirt, a pro wrestling tees. I recommend this premium soft. I've heard the regular t-shirt is good as well, so go with whatever one you want, but there's all sorts of t-shirts on there for all you wrestling fans, you Bandwagon Nerd fans. Your Winners You t-shirts are all out there as well. Make sure you go check it out. Show us some love for thechairshot.com. You can follow A Winner Is You all over Twitter and Facebook at A Winner Is You, the letter U, A Winner Is You. And with that, I will play our closing theme, as we like to close by saying, you've been listening to A Winner Is You, where we always use our head and we never forget that the cake is a lie.